From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama said today he will soon be appointing an advisor on cybersecurity. Mr. Obama spoke as the White House released a review of the nation's cybersecurity efforts and found them wanting. NPR's Brian Naylor has our story.
The president spoke in the East Room to an audience of cabinet members, government officials, and corporate executives. He recited a litany of penetrations of government and private computers by hackers, criminals, and possibly foreign agents, military computers infected by viruses, individuals who had their identities stolen, even the computers of Mr. Obama's own campaign last summer.
It was a powerful reminder. In this information age, one of your greatest strengths, in our case, our ability to communicate to a wide range of supporters through the internet could also be one of your greatest vulnerabilities.
The president said with so much at stake, the status quo was no longer acceptable. He said his administration will pursue a new comprehensive approach to secure the nation's digital infrastructure.
This new approach starts at the top with this commitment from me. From now on, our digital infrastructure, the networks and computers we depend on every day, will be treated as they should be, as a strategic national asset. Protecting this infrastructure will be a national security priority.
The president intends to appoint a cybersecurity advisor who will be a part of the staffs of both the National Security Council and the National Economic Council. That's raised questions about the ultimate clout of the new post, but the president said the advisor will have regular access to him. He said there would be a national campaign to promote cybersecurity and digital literacy. He also addressed privacy concerns.
Our pursuit of cybersecurity will not include, I repeat, will not include monitoring private sector networks or internet traffic. We will preserve and protect the personal privacy and civil liberties that we cherish as Americans. Indeed, I remain firmly committed to net neutrality so we can keep the internet as it should be, open and free.
Stuart Baker, a former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security, says there is the potential for bureaucratic infighting with the structure the president has outlined for the new post, but he thinks the approach may work.
He's certainly taken ownership of the problem. He's made it clear he thinks it's a very serious one and that it's going to be solved with White House leadership. And when you do that as president, it galvanizes your staff to want to find solutions as opposed to engage in trench warfare.
And industry groups applaud the president's attention to the private sector. Phil Dunkelberger attended the speech. He is CEO of PGP Corporation, which makes data security systems.
He has a very cognitive understanding of what the problem is, and it's a broad problem. And the linkage that he put together to the economy, that you really can't run a robust economy without systems being secure. And I think that's one of the first times I've heard a public official get up and talk about the linkage between security and the economy.
Mr. Obama promised no quick fixes to the cybersecurity challenges, saying it would be a long, difficult struggle, demanding patience and persistence over many years. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.